Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So before we dig into this week's episode, I wanted to announce that on February 17th, I will be hosting a free webinar on how to create your signature process. So you may have heard me talk about it before, but your signature process is essentially the key steps that you will take your clients through to help them to really just see a real transformation in their life or business. So this process is not only the foundation of your service offer, but also really what you will build your brand around. And I'm going to teach you how to create yours for free on this free webinar happening just 2 weeks from now on February 17th. So to sign up, all you have to do is head over to aliciarobertson.com/webinar. And I'll also leave the link to that in the show notes as well so that you can easily access it when you can. All right, so I believe that you are great at what you do. There is no doubt about that. You have the experience, you've been able to get results for yourself, and maybe even a few other people. But when it comes to packaging up that knowledge in a way that is clear for your potential clients to understand, that is where things probably get a little rocky. So when I first started offering coaching services, I was all over the place. So I started out coaching other e-commerce brands because at the time, that's what my background was in. And the problem was I didn't really have a real offer. So what I did was I sold a 1 hour session, so just 1 hour of my time for a whopping $35. And we basically got on a call and I answered any questions they had. So that worked for a little while, but besides severely undervaluing my time, those calls had no real structure, which meant we often ended up talking about all different types of things instead of really spending that time together, putting together a real strategy, which also meant that those 1 hour calls often turned into an hour and a half or maybe even more. So needless to say, they were all over the place and I was stressed. But over the years, I learned, you know, first and foremost, how to price myself properly because $35 was not going to get me anywhere. But I also learned how to package up what I knew so that I was crystal clear on what I had to offer and exactly what I wanted to help my clients with. So this week, I wanted to just chat with you about the essentials of a great service offer. So like what goes in it, what, you know, makes a great offer, how is it formed? So creating a great offer is about a lot more than opening up your calendar and just putting up a pretty sales page. It's about, of course, the transformation you want to take your clients through, how you will take them through it, and the tangible features they will receive by working with you. So I wanted to break this down because, again, I don't want you to go into working with your clients blind. I want you to go in with a clear structure, and I really do want you to create offers that are built around your zone of genius. Again, one of the things that I see a lot of coaches and service providers struggle with is that, you know, they say, okay, you can work with me, but then they kind of let the client control those calls, or they let the client choose what they, how they want to work with you in, you know, in whatever capacity. And I'm really big on, you guys know this, building your business with intention and building your business around the life you desire. But if you're going into your client calls and you're going into working with your clients with no real structure, then you're just going to end up burning yourself out. You're going to end up stressed out. You're going to end up overwhelmed. You're going to end up going against all of your personal non-negotiables, and eventually you're just going to hate what you do. And like, I want you to avoid that as much as possible. So I really wanted to talk today about what goes inside of a great service offer, so that whether you are just starting out or maybe you already have something that you're offering to your clients, you can kind of go back and look at how you're structuring those packages or those programs and see how you can add just a little bit more structure so that you are going to your clients, you know, already with a plan, and that they are also very clear on how what working with you is going to look like, and also what they can expect to receive, you know, at the end or during your time together. All right, so the first step or the first thing that goes into creating your service offer is your offer's focus, clearly. So who is it that you want to help, and how do you want to help them? The key here is to get crystal clear on the problem your offer will solve. So you guys know how I think. I'm always about one person, one problem, one offer. So what's the promise you're selling? So at the end of your time together, what will your client have accomplished? What is the promise? Like, what are you telling them they are going to be able to do or have accomplished or be able to achieve after you have worked together? Again, I told you like a few minutes ago that one of the big problems I had when I first started offering coaching services is that I was just kind of going into it blindly. Like, you know, I didn't have a promise. I didn't have an offer. I didn't really have any type of structure. So I was going into it, and those calls ended up being, you know, not good for either me or my client, or, you know, one of us ended up coming out not happy, or we ended up having to spend way more than an hour on the call just to kind of achieve the result or achieve like why, you know, the problem that they came to me for. So going into creating your offer with a very clear focus is not only good for you because it's going to help with you to really narrow down like your marketing and your messaging, but it's going to be great for those potential clients because they want to know that you are the go-to person to help them through this particular pain point. And the more clear you can get with that, and the more specific you can get with the promise that you're offering to your clients, the easier it will be to get more clients in and to book more clients consistently because you are putting yourself out there as that go-to person. So the first step or the first thing that goes into a great service offer is definitely that offer's focus. So getting super clear on the promise that your offer is selling, and also what is the end goal that your client is wanting to achieve after they have worked with you. You know that you have an incredible gift that you want to use to serve your audience. A gift that, if packaged up correctly, would allow you to make a bigger impact and also hit those big income goals that you've set for yourself. But you may be feeling a little stuck. You're unsure of how to create a service offer that people would actually be willing to pay for, or maybe you're unsure of how to attract your dream clients and book out your services consistently, or maybe you're already just overwhelmed with how much time working with clients will take away from your personal life. If you can relate to any of those, then you're already in the right place, my friend. Within the Purpose to Service Academy, I help women like you to create and launch your signature coaching or service offer and teach you how to serve your clients in a way that allows you to create an incredible experience without sacrificing the life you desire. Want to build an offer that fits into your current lifestyle? Done. Want to learn how to create a launch strategy that won't completely stress you out? You'll find that here. Inside of our program, you will receive all of the resources, community, and guidance you need to successfully build your service-based business around the life you desire. And the best part is that you get to choose your own path. Go with the membership option if you would like to go through the course at your own pace, or if you need to spend a little more time building your brand. Or you can choose the Accelerator program if you're wanting a more high-touch experience and to work with me directly. Either way, I am so excited to potentially work with you through the process of launching your service. To learn more about joining me and nearly 100 other women in the Purpose to Service Academy, head over to purposetoservice.co. All right, right, so the second thing that goes into a great service offer is your signature process. So if you find that your offers are all over the place, or if you often get off track during your client calls, it may be because you don't have a clear process. That also could be the reason why you're not booking as many clients as you'd hope, because they don't understand what like your path to success looks like. So having a solid, proven process will ensure that you are staying on track with your clients. It will weed out those who may not be a good fit for your offer, and it also helps your clients to clearly see what their journey is going to look like while they are working for you or working with you. It's also great for like brand building as well. If you want to stand out in your industry and really be known for something very specific in your industry, your signature process will help you with that. So talking more about your framework. Some people call it a framework. Some people call it their roadmap. So really building your brand around those steps that you take your clients through to help them to receive their desired result is really what's going to help you to stand out in, you know, your industry, especially if you feel like your industry is very oversaturated. If you can really niche down again on that focus or that problem and then create that signature process around that, it's definitely going to help you when it comes to booking more clients consistently. But it's also going to help you to really, again, create that structure around your offer. So when you're going into working with a new client or you're, you know, in your client calls, it's harder to get off track when each step that they're going to go through is already laid out for them. So it's a lot harder for them to, you know, go on like a tangent or, you know, start asking you to do all these extra things that may not be included in your program when they already know from the jump the exact process that you're going to take them through. So don't forget about the free webinar that I am teaching on February 17th. That's all about creating your signature process. So again, you can head over to aliciarobertson.com/webinar to sign up. Again, I will put that in the show notes for easy access as well. All right, so let's talk about the third thing that goes into a great service offer, and that is the benefits. So a lot of people are hesitant to work with a coach or with a web designer or with a social media strategist because they are worried that it won't be worth it. So that's one of the biggest objections that I often come to in, you know, my programs when I'm talking with potential clients is, you know, it sounds good, it looks good from the outside, but if they invest their money, will it really be worth it? So it's your job as the coach or as the service provider to clearly explain to your potential clients what the benefits are of working with you. So the key here is to take your audience's pain points that they are currently experiencing and flip that into a benefit. So for example, if I were working with like homeschooling moms, and I guess because we're still in this doggone pandemic, I'm still using the homeschooling mom's example. But what, let's say one of their pain points may be just trying to find the time to homeschool and also have time for themselves. So I would flip that and say something like, after working together, you will have a solid schedule that allows you to give your kids the time they need to learn, but also the time that you need to rest and recharge. So you see how I took that pain point of, you know, them really struggling trying to figure out how to have time for homeschooling and taking care of themselves and flip that into a benefit and saying, you know, with the solid schedule that you will learn through my program, you will have time to teach your kids, but also rest and recharge for yourself. So take the pain point that they are experiencing and simply flip it into a positive or a benefit. So this works really well on your sales page. And I'll talk about this in a second, but people are really into buying the benefits. Everything else is just pretty bells and whistles. But if you really want to properly market your offer and get more clients, really focus on the benefits of your offer. All right, so the fourth piece that goes into a great service offer is going to be the features. So the features are what are often considered the quote unquote sexy part of your offer because these are the tangible assets that your offer will include. So the features are going to be things like how many calls will they receive, or how long will the calls be, or what type of assets are you going to provide them while they work with you. So these can be things like worksheets or workbooks, or, you know, within the Purpose to Service Academy, I send out, you know, this pretty welcome kit to all of our new clients. So this is where you will lay out again what they will actually receive for you. Receive from you. So those tangible benefits. Now, the thing with features, and again, I said that the features are the sexy part of your offer. But the issue with the features is because they are, you know, the glamorous piece of your offer, it's common that we get caught up in talking about just the features. You know, we talk about, oh, you know, if you work with me, I'm going to give you one extra coaching call. Or if you work with me, you're going to get this pretty workbook or this custom mug or this pretty box of swag. So we get really caught up in the pretty side of our offer, which there's nothing wrong with that. But people don't buy features. People don't care how many coaching calls they're going to get from you. They don't care how pretty your workbooks are. They don't even care, like, you know, how glamorous your client portal is. They buy the results. So if you don't take anything else from this podcast episode, remember that your people buy results, which means when you're marketing and talking about your offer, you need to focus on the benefits and sharing more of the transformation that will happen while you're working together. So focusing more on, okay, this is where you currently are. This is what you're currently struggling with. But once you go through my signature process and once you go through my program, this is where you will be. So it's really important, especially like on your sales page, that you show them where they are as you're presenting their offer, and then flip that into a benefit and showing them where they want to be as they're like reading through your sales page. So letting them know, okay, this is where you are right now. These are your current struggles. This is what you are wanting to move past. These are your pain points. But if you were to go through my program and you were to go through my signature process, this is what you can achieve. So what are those benefits? This is what you'll be able to do. You know, this is what you will get out of working with me. So really focusing on those benefits, and not just, you know, on your sales page, of course, within your marketing. So creating that content that are going to help your current customers or your current clients really move past some of the objections that they may have about working with you, or some of the hesitations they may have about working with you. So again, flipping those pain points into a benefit of your offer. And the features are cool. Yes, you can, you know, list out the features that they'll receive. People do want to know how long the program is going to be. They do want to know, you know, how often, you know, you'll have to meet with them and like what is required of them, but you don't want to fully focus all of your marketing on that. That's one of the mistakes I feel like I made with our community when we first launched and I first started sending out our welcome kits. I was so excited about our welcome kits, and you guys know, if you've been following me for a long time, you know I love a good workbook. I love shipping out products. Like that's what my, you know, entrepreneurship has been rooted in, is like shipping products. So I really love that side of things. But I really did focus a lot on showing pictures of the box and talking about the box and taking people through the process of like creating my workbook. So much to where I think on one hand, people were like, okay, the box is cute, but what, you know, what am I going to get out of this program? And then on the other hand too, I think some people kind of joined and got excited because of the box, but then got into the community and was like, oh, I actually have to like do work now. So while it's super cute, and of course, this is something you may always have to work through. I'm constantly working through this. Just making sure that you're not fully focusing on the features. Like, it's okay to mention it. It's okay to talk about it because, you know, on one hand, that is what gets people excited. But making sure that you are really, really just focusing in and narrowing in on the benefits of working with you. So let's just do a quick recap. So the first thing that should go into creating a great service offer is going to be your offer's focus. So getting really clear on the problem that you're going to solve, and also getting really clear on the problem that you are going to solve, but also the promise that you are selling. The second piece is going to be your signature process. So what are those 3 to 6 steps that your client will have to go through in order to achieve those desired results? And again, don't forget about our free webinar that I am hosting in a couple of weeks, all about how to create your signature process. The third is the benefits. So like, what are the benefits of working with you? What does that transformation look like for them? And how are they, what is that going to look like between where they are now and where they want to be? And then the fourth piece are the features. So these are the sexy pieces of your offer. What are they going to receive? How many calls? How long are they going to work with you? Is there a community involved? Is there a workbook involved? Like, what tangible assets are they going to receive by becoming a client of yours? All right, guys. So if you are ready to create your offer or revamp an existing service, I would absolutely love to be your coach throughout that process. So within the Purpose of Service Academy, which is our membership community and accelerator program for women who really just want some guidance and some help walking through the process of creating and launching their signature service offer, I help you through creating that offer, crafting your marketing strategy, and also helping you to learn how to work with your clients without hitting that burnout, stress, or overwhelm. And the great thing about the Academy is that you can choose your adventure. So there is the membership side, which is more of a DIY option for those who would rather go at it on their own, at their own pace, or for those who need to spend a little bit more time with brand building. And there is also the accelerator option, which is our group coaching program where I walk you through the course and also provide you with feedback on each step. So whatever path you decide to take, I would absolutely love to be your coach through it all. So to learn more about becoming a client in the Purpose to Service Academy, all you have to do is head over to purposetoservice.co to sign up. And I will be chatting with you guys next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAlishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.